Welcome, guys. That was probably loud, but who cares? Welcome to the first ever podcast / video on the new A Bunch of Nerds channel. This is the official podcast of this channel, where this is a safe place to talk about everything under the sun, from nerds, from comic books, movies, films, video games, you name it, we're going to talk about it. With me, I have my friend John.
What's up?
This is his first time on camera.
It is. It's
kind of weird. And if you don't know, my name is Jeff. We basically wanted to start this podcast because in this very room, we just got into a very heated argument about the Acolyte.
I don't even know. I wouldn't even say it was heated.
Maybe I was heated because you guys were coming at my show that I very like. And one thing led to another, and I was like, "Hey, I have the equipment. Let's start this." And we are a bunch of nerds. Every other week, we're going to do this podcast, and we'll have like a special guest come on, sit in on every now and then, just to kind of.
I want to say they're special, just like friends of ours.
Shots fired already, coming in hot. Damn. But yeah, they're going to come and sit in and tell us what their thoughts and stuff is. And yeah, this is basically just a place where we just review movies, video games, TV, films. There goes one of the lights. I told you it was going to happen. Yeah. This happens on my other channel too, on my other podcast. It's fine. I'm not pissed about it. But yeah, breaking news in the entertainment industry and stuff like that. So with further ado, you have anything? Should we tell them about us before we start like going off just about random stuff? Should we give us a little skinny?
The answer to your question is 5'8". And I am not Hispanic. Just making that very clear. Everybody asks.
Everyone, yeah. And I am not Ethiopian. I am straight American. No, I have no idea what my background is.
He is married to a woman, so he's definitely straight.
Like I said, I'm as straight as a curve. But yeah, a little bit about us. I am, like I said, I'm Jeff. I like to, in my free time, watch as many movies as I can. My specialty is Marvel movies. I don't know, because I've rewatched the Marvel, like the Infinity Saga, too many times to where I feel comfortable to say on camera. But like, I don't know, Marvel, Dragon Ball Z, that's like my specialty. Like if you say something negative about Dragon Ball Z or like Marvel, which probably going to happen later on in this, I know it's going to happen.
Right.
Because, you know, I can't defend everything that Marvel has done in the past
4 years,
4 or 5 years. Yeah. But well, that's my specialty. I think those are the two things that I'm a diehard. And I kind of like just like Michael Bay movies, like Transformers, Bad Boys, stuff like that.
I'm rewatching Transformers.
Transformers is a great rewatch.
It goes hard, bro. It goes hard.
You should stop after the fourth one.
I stop after the third one.
The fourth one is...
The second they stop playing Linkin Park, that's where I'm like, all right, I'm done.
You're right. Imagine Dragons came in the fourth one. Damn, that's a good moral to live by. Once Linkin Park's out, I'm out. Yeah. Yeah, no, fourth one's not bad. The fifth one's dog shit.
Which one's the fourth one, though?
Fourth one's the one with dinosaurs.
I thought the fourth, that doesn't have Shia LaBeouf, does it?
No, it does not. That has Mark, the first one with Mark, I almost said Ruffalo. Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. Well, first one with Mark Wahlberg is the where it kind of goes downhill. No, it's Age of Extinction.
Yeah.
And then The Last Knight, which is horrible. And then they did the reboot with Bumblebee, which is just an Iron
Giant. I actually kind of liked that one.
Bumblebee is just Iron Giant reskinned.
Yeah.
And then they had The Rise of the Beast, which I really liked.
What's her name? Haley.
Haley Steinfeld.
Steinfeld, yeah.
Yeah.
She's nice. I never met her, but I just could tell.
She's a lovely person.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your bread and butter? What would you say?
Star Wars? Star Wars is my shit.
See,
I'm all about it.
I want to say Star Wars, but I don't think I've rewatched it enough to say Star Wars.
Yeah, no. Whenever I meet someone who knows as much or more than me of Star Wars, that's a respect moment.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I feel like you know way more than I do.
I do. It's okay.
Not even going to hide it.
Yeah, no, you definitely know more about Marvel and definitely Dragon Ball Z than I do.
Yeah, but that's fair.
I know there's a guy named Goku in there and something about Super Saiyan, but
there goes the second one. Damn.
But
I charge these batteries. Look, I'm looking dark as hell in this video.
I wouldn't say it's my specialty, but I do love DC. Not the movies, because they shit on the movies, but I love the comics and the animated movies.
Yeah, animated movies, I will say, that has a leg up on DC animation in general. Because you're also a big Lord of the Rings guy. You know more Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I mean,
which will come in later in this episode.
I love Lord of the Rings. I'm not someone who can just come to you and just start talking about Lord of the Rings all day long, the Silmarillion and all that stuff. I know a little bit, but I could say stuff and it could definitely be wrong.
That's how I feel about Game of Thrones.
I know a little bit more about Game of Thrones
than Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, well, it's a lot simpler.
I came up to you the other day because one of the things we're talking about later is the recent show that's out, and I was just like, dude, the world of Tolkien just has too many vowels next to each other.
It does, yeah,
and it's just it makes it more simple, like the names of people.
Well, he's also a linguist, so like, and he made the Elven language before he wrote The Hobbit.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, he wrote the story around his language.
And then he wrote Lord of the Rings just to come after The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so.
And he had no plans on making Lord of the Rings.
That's crazy.
It was made, he wrote it like 20 years later.
Which is.
And The Hobbit was a children's book.
I just don't like it. Like the Elven language, like the Celebrimbor or whatever. And Galadriel. I'm like, what the fuck? Just
Galadriel.
Just call her Gabriel.
Just call her G.
See, like Game of Thrones is so simple, like Sansa.
John. Yeah.
John. Like the only hard one is like Rhaenyra, and that's like not even hard to. Yeah. That's not even hard to pronounce.
Well, there's Melisandre.
That's fair. But she's four.
But I had to watch it like four times to like actually catch her name. I just called her the red chick.
you're not wrong. No, at all. Yeah,
exactly. If I say the red chick, you know who I'm talking about.
Exactly. But now you got a little bit about us. Let's get into the news of the week. Like a lot of stuff happened this week. A lot of trailers. Well, let's
one.
No, there's a lot of trailers.
Oh yeah, there. I guess
there was so many trailers. I guess some aren't like really like there was the big one that I guess dropped was, would you say the Marvel at the Thunderbolts? And I literally just watched John watch.
I literally just watched it like trailer. 10 minutes ago.
So it's more fresh in your head. Yeah. What's your takes on the Thunderbolts trailer?
I thought it was actually kind of dope. I wasn't like I told you, I wasn't expecting much.
Yeah, yeah.
I was kind of expecting it to be, you know, dumb. But,
everyone's hating on the MCU, but yeah. it's just give in Feige we trust.
Yeah, but then like Feige's fine, but then he started like branching out and letting other people do the writing and let other people started doing stuff. And then that's when everything started going down.
I think that's when he took the control back.
Yeah.
I think Deadpool Wolverine is the start of him taking, him working with Sean Levy and Ryan Reynolds and all those guys. But I think Deadpool Wolverine was the start of him saying,
I think Deadpool Wolverine, obviously Feige had something to do with it.
Oh yeah.
But I think that was mostly Ryan Reynolds.
Was it really?
Him
and Sean Levy worked closely on that movie.
Well, Ryan Reynolds ad-libbed half of those movies.
And I think that's the reason. We also don't fact check on this podcast whatsoever. At least not yet. But I'm pretty sure
we don't have any viewers right now. We don't have
that kind of shit. This is the first episode. Maybe we will have viewers. Yeah. Who knows? Damn, give us some hope, man. Wasn't like Deadpool Wolverine came on during like the strike. So like, they couldn't record because Ryan Reynolds added so much dialogue to himself that it was like against the strike rules.
Yeah, some shit like that.
That's kind of funny to me that he ad-libs that much where it's like basically a whole new script every time you film something.
Yeah.
But have you seen the trailer for the Falcon Winter Soldier?
The Falcon Winter Soldier?
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm already, Captain America 4. Or the new Captain America World, New World Order, New World Age. Yes. Red Hulk trailer?
Yeah.
Did you like that one too?
It was okay. I didn't really like Falcon Winter Soldier. I think COVID fucked that up because they had to change the script because originally, yeah, because they did the same thing with WandaVision too.
Don't say nothing about WandaVision. Best things happened to Marvel since Endgame.
Falcon Winter Soldier, it was going to be about a virus taking over the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Unleashing a virus. And then they had to change it last minute. So that's why Falcon Winter Soldier kind of came out and it was like fucked.
I didn't think it was that fucked.
I thought it was better than WandaVision.
That's not the point.
Liked WandaVision. I liked WandaVision all the way up until the boner joke, and then I was done.
Oh my! It's just okay.
That's what I was like. Okay, well, they're just fucking.
I asked you that because I was gonna say that between the new Captain America trailer and the new Thunderbolts trailer. Mm. I think that Marvel's going in a more grounded approach. Like, they're ever since the whole Kang with Jonathan Majors and like the multiverse minus Wolverine.
Grounded. They brought back RDJ.
No, I'm saying with these two movies, like with I'm saying they're finishing out this phase.
Yeah.
A little bit more grounded to
I see what you're saying.
With the Thunderbolts being basically a Suicide Squad for Marvel. And it's like nothing really big world, big villain. I don't know who the villain is for either old Red Hulk and I don't know. But at least the Thunderbolts, it's like not a
Harrison Ford's playing whatever his face is.
Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah. He's gonna be President Ross.
Yeah. Because
the other guy died.
Yeah, William Hurt died. Yeah. R.I.P. I'm not gonna call him the GOAT. I don't know him.
The GOAT.
I don't
I don't know him from anything else, but this is the Hulk and Civil War. That is it.
That phrase is used too much, the GOAT, because I was literally about to say R.I.P. the GOAT. I'm like, actually, I'm not gonna say that. I don't know anything.
I don't know what this guy's from. But
But no Thunderbolt, like you got Ghost. Like it's like I'm hoping this is gonna be good because it's gonna be redeeming all the side characters that got shit roles. Like Taskmaster.
Taskmaster got totally shit on.
Because that movie is kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like he's also one of the best like villains.
He's one of the coolest villains. Got completely shit on.
Like Ghost, I think, has really cool powers. And they didn't I feel like they didn't really use her powers a lot in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Like even the trailer where she was like catch the knife and threw it and shit.
The only good Ant-Man's the first one.
Valid.
Yeah.
I had a review of Quantumania. Quantumania. And I liked it. And I think it was mostly because I was excited for Kang.
Jonathan Majors is a hell of an actor.
I think I was excited to see where they went with Kang, and that was like why I rated it so high.
Loki was my favorite Marvel show. I know you don't like it. It's my favorite Marvel show. And I think Jonathan Majors killed it in that show.
What, season one?
When you first seen
it. Because he only had one monologue to memorize.
I know, but it was
He was
badass at it. Like
it was good. It was good. He was very eccentric and
they actually changed it. They actually changed their plans for Marvel because of that scene.
Really?
Yeah, they weren't gonna Kang was not gonna be as big of a feature as he was.
I thought he was a big bad.
He wasn't gonna be until they saw him film that.
And like how the audience reacted to that. Yeah, because
before that, Jonathan Majors was unknown. That was before Creed.
He was unknown to. Oh, that's a good. It was after Lovecraft Country. That's where I know him from.
Well, that was the first time I ever seen him.
Lovecraft Country is like a Jordan Peele thing, J.J. Abrams show on HBO Max. You should check it out.
Okay.
Got canceled. Fucking. Idiots.
Everything J.J. Abrams does gets canceled.
Which is, I love J.J. Abrams. He makes my favorite Star Wars movie.
What the fuck?
Speaking of
Force Awakens, is your favorite Star Wars movie?
We're not gonna get into it. That's another podcast, another time.
That's gonna take a whole hour.
But we can also talk. We can also probably should mention not the elephant in the room, but you know, it's been a sad couple of weeks for I guess like nerd. Yeah. Dumb. I don't know what to say. Because first you got James Earl Jones, who I am. That's my boy. That is my guy. Not only because of Lion King, Star Wars, Darth Vader, of course, but he is a Michigan alumni.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. Haven't I told you this?
I didn't know that.
Dude, before every Michigan game, like you know, like you go to like most sporting events, they have a hype
thing. Yeah.
Michigan's is literally like it starts as like it opens over the campus in fall, and then, you know, then you see like an empty booth, and then you see just fucking James Earl Jones step into the booth, says, "This is Michigan,
really
the greatest university in the world," and like he does a whole entire narration to like all like the stats.
Did he record it or is it live?
Oh, you see, he recorded it, but like like he recorded it in a booth at Michigan, like on the campus, cool. and they recorded him and they play it over the Jumbotron.
That's cool.
Every Saturday. Well, and like
all nobody stuff. Has more of an iconic voice than James Earl Jones.
That's fair. That is fair. There's probably some people who could like come into the running, like all those voice actors and stuff like Jim. I did not know Jim Cummings, like the guy who did like,
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. All those guys, right. I'm like, who the hell? But like, James Earl Jones.
Jim Cummings goes from, oh bother to, I am Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Oh, is he Optimus Prime too? And
he's Optimus Prime in Transformers.
Which one?
All of them.
No. That's see. Now I know I can fact check you. Oh fuck, what's his name? It's not Jim Cummings.
We're gonna fact check this.
Oh, Edward Cullen. Is it Edward Cullen?
That's the dude from Twilight.
What?
That's Edward from Twilight.
No, what's the voice of... Shit. What's his name? Now we're both going to look it up because I
Jim Cummings.
There's no way. Is it really?
Winnie the Pooh, Hercules.
I'm doing Michael Bay's Transformers. I know that's the guy who did it for the cartoon.
Michael. Maybe I'm wrong. I could have sworn that was Jim Cummings for like the longest time.
Michael Bay.
I could be completely wrong.
I can't find a guy. I don't care enough to know. You might. Hey, Jim Cummings is now Optimus Prime.
Well, hold on. I got to figure this out. I have thought this for years, and I've been telling everybody forever.
That Jim Cummings is Optimus Prime?
I've somebody told me that.
I thought he did it for maybe two video games. And then like that.
Oh, maybe. And now I feel like an idiot. Hold on. We're going to figure this out. I
could have sworn it was Edward Cullen. I'm looking up Edward Cullen.
Why don't they have Optimus
Prime? I'm just going to fucking do this. Who is the voice of Optimus Prime in the 80s cartoon?
Who's that anything about the 80s cartoon?
Because that's the one who does it for everything.
He did Peter Cullen.
Oh. Peter Cullen.
What else did he play as? I think he was Tigger. I think that's where I messed it up. Yeah, he was Tigger.
Yeah, no, Jim Cummings was like everybody in Winnie the Pooh.
No, Peter Cullen played Tigger in Winnie the Pooh. And I just saw it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh,
he played Tigger. No, Eeyore. That's what it was. Eeyore.
Which one is it, John?
It's Eeyore.
Which one
it's
is
Eeyore.
It?
It's Eeyore. It's Eeyore. I remember this now.
First it was Tigger. Then it was...
It was Pooh, Tigger. I know he played somewhere in that. Okay? No, he played Eeyore in Winnie the Pooh, and then he played Optimus Prime in Transformers. That's what it is.
We got there.
I knew it was somewhere. I wasn't completely wrong.
But I feel like you could argue that Peter... shit. I was going to say Jim Cummings. Maybe Peter Cullen now, too.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Who knows?
But we could probably say that they're fighting for second, and James Earl Jones is, number one for sure.
Yeah, but then there's Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman's voice... I feel like his voice is... Oh... Okay, you do one fucking March of the Penguins, then now you think your voice is iconic. I think...
Have you seen, what's-his-face, Benedict Cumberbatch say the word penguin?
No.
After this, look up Graham Norton's show, Peter Cullen... Peter Cullen. Benedict Cumberbatch, penguin, dude. He cannot say the word penguin.
How does he say it?
I don't even know. I can't even do it. He's like, I don't even know.
This is so off topic.
It's so off topic. It was just funny.
This is supposed to be in a memoriam section, and then we got on to who the hell is the voice of Optimus Prime?
Oh my God, Jesus Christ! Oh.
This is the first episode. You fixed the Kingslayer. Oh, let's back on serious. Okay, serious matter.
Anyways, James Earl Jones. That really sucks.
Yes. James Earl Jones, that really sucks. Dude, that... hey, you know what sucks worse? Maggie Smith died, too.
No, James Earl Jones died.
Oh, no, Maggie worse. Smith. Hey, I was right here in this office when I found out, and I took my wands off my wall, and I put them to the sky.
Of course you did.
I said, yo, instead of pouring one out for my homegirl, I was just wands up.
You know what I should have done? When I found out James Earl Jones died... Mm-hmm. I went to bed. What I should have done is watch Empire Strikes Back. That's what I should have done.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I want to watch that. I want to watch that.
I watched Lion King.
Oh, that's a good one.
Lion King. Yeah. I feel like it's him being a good father. Darth Vader, he's kind of a shitty father. At the end, he kind of redeems himself.
I forget if it was you who I told this, but somebody told me one time that they thought Maggie Smith was hot as fuck.
Maggie Smith? That might have been me, dude.
Oh.
That might have been me.
I was like...
Do not come for Maggie Smith.
No, I'm not coming at her.
Because she could get it back in the day.
Oh, no, absolutely. But they were talking about how in the fourth one, Goblet of Fire, where her and Ron is dancing, you can kind of tell...
No, that was not me.
Tell that she had a figure, and I was like... this was not me saying this, make that very clear. But I was just like... Okay. I was like, I did not. I mean,
and let's make this also clear that this is also not me. I didn't say that either. That was not this friend who said that. I was because a bunch of clips of her old like movies, like apparently she's
She was hot back in the
like,
day.
She looked exactly the same, just a little bit wrinkly now. And I was just like, they don't make them like her anymore. Like, but just like just in general, like she was such a unique.
We're both married, bro.
I know what he's talking about. I'm just saying, dude. I'm just saying she was like so unique looking, like her face and like her voice was. I'm gonna say iconic because I just hear Mr. Potter, or you know, that's a horrible, horrible McGonagall impersonation. But I'm just saying, like Meg, like, and you know, it always comes in threes, dude. You know that, right? And that's why I'm scared.
So who you think's coming third?
See, I don't think you want me to say it. I don't want to put it.
No, say it. Say it.
I don't put that bad. That bad. Witchy
well, see, I don't believe in it. So if you said it, I'm not.
You gonna don't believe in it, dude. No. The fact that it always comes in threes, and second of all. I always have this theory that it's the big three. The big three to me, like a big three of like franchises, is Harry Potter, Star Wars, and Lord of the Rings. Those are the best.
We already lost Star Wars.
Those are the best. We lost Star Wars, lost Harry Potter.
And Ian McKellen?
No, I don't think Ian McKellen is like there.
I don't think he's ever going to die. So
I don't think it's going to be him. I think it's going to be like randomly like Hidalgo. Is that
Vigo?
That's the fucking movie he was in.
That's a great fucking movie. That's like, I love that movie,
about a horse?
Bro.
Is it about a horse?
It's about a horse. I read it's a true story, but then I read somewhere that's not true. So I don't fucking know. I don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
But the point is, that's a great fucking movie.
Well, the point is, I think it's going to be Viggo Mortensen. I think he's, what, like 60? It's either him or Hugo Weaving, the guy who played Elrond. I think it's going to be one of those two. I think Ian McKellen's too big of a name.
Viggo Mortensen's like really good shape, though.
Yeah.
Like,
but he's also, what, he has to be in his
60s. Viggo Mortensen like lives on a... Dude, 60s is nothing anymore.
Dude, the life expectancy in America is 75. Ian
McKellen's like 102. Like,
yeah, but he's...
like, fuck. But you were just talking about how you don't see how you can walk around.
Dude,
like,
yeah. Like, we can get. We should probably transition into
Christopher
that.
Christopher Lee already died a couple years ago, though.
Doesn't count. Doesn't matter.
Oh, shit.
Doesn't matter. I mean, what you call it died a couple years ago? Chewbacca.
Oh, that's true. Peter
Mayhew. I mean,
yeah.
And Hagrid died a couple years ago, too.
I don't even know his name.
I don't know. He's Hagrid to me. Yeah. I don't know these people's names. Yeah. But yeah, no, speaking of Lord of the Rings, we should just get into we should just wrap all our Lord of the Rings talk into one segment because we got a lot going on with Lord of the Rings. Okay. Also,
Rings of Power.
First of all, before we get into that, what's his name? Viggo Mortensen, Hugo Weaving.
We don't want you to
take your vitamins.
Yeah, we don't want you to die.
Take your, because I don't know how old Hugo Weaving is, but he has to be up there too.
You want to take a bet?
Also, who's a dwarf? Who plays a dwarf? He's also an Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
He might be up. He might be next too.
We're talking about
this is so bad.
Die. What the fuck? Okay, hold on. Let's figure out how old Hugo
is. You know what? You're right. You're right. Take Viggo Mortensen out of there because I know this man. I know the Gimli's old. I know he's old.
How old do you think Hugo Weaving is?
I think Hugo Weaving, let me say 71.
Younger.
Younger. Okay, 65.
Close, 64.
64? Oh, yeah. He should be fine. How old is Gimli? Gimli. What the fuck his name is?
I don't even know his name, dude. He was actually at Comic-Con.
Oh, really? Here?
Yeah. I either could get his autograph or the one brother.
One brother? Sup, brother?
What was his name?
I don't know what brother you're talking about.
I don't know.
Liam Hemsworth? Chris Hemsworth? Luke Hemsworth? What brother?
No, if I got Chris Hemsworth... autograph, I would have swooned.
Let's be honest, we all would have swooned. I can't be mad at you. For
that's
that.
A pretty man, bro.
What? Who?
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, I'm more of a Liam guy myself.
Really?
No, I don't gotta give you two. I don't give two shits.
John Rhys-Davies.
He has to be in his 80s.
80 exactly.
He's 80 exactly. He's next.
He's next.
Yeah.
Well, how old is Ian McKellen?
He has to be like 89, dude. 89, 91.
Oh, I could have gotten Andy Serkis's autograph, but the line was too long, so I went ahead and got...
If Andy Serkis... He can't die. He's doing shit.
I got... What's-his-face? Elijah Wood's autograph instead of Andy Serkis.
Nice.
I kind of wish I got Andy Serkis's autograph.
Well, Andy Serkis is actually doing shit.
Andy Serkis is, like, a god.
No, he's had a career since... Elijah Wood had Wilfred. That's about it. That's the only thing I've heard from him. And he was also in Spy Kids 3.
Yeah, he was in Back to the Future.
That's before Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I know, but he was still in Back to
the Future. Anything before Lord of the Rings doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
You're not a real actor until you're...
Time did not start until 2001.
2001 is when it started.
85 is Ian McKellen.
He's only 85? No, I think
we only need him for one more movie.
No, stop it. Stop it. He's let's get into it. Let's just before we get to the
I'm excited about the
shipwreck that is Lord of the I'm not going to say it's a shipwreck of Ring of Power, but it's not.
The second season's better than the first season. That doesn't mean it's great.
But let's get into cuz recently Ian McKellen has cuz they have greenlit the movie The Hunt for Gollum.
Yes.
They've greenlit it. And I believe in an interview, Ian McKellen said that he doesn't want anybody else playing Gandalf. And I think Gandalf is
I told you that.
Well, I read it somewhere. I just didn't know.
Believe it?
Yeah, I just didn't think he was like, well, I think you said that they're actually trying to cast him for it.
Yeah, no, they're trying to get like.
And I'm just like,
you can't get anybody else for Gandalf.
I feel like you need to.
You can't do it.
I feel like you sign away. I think at his age. If he really wants the character to be done right, you sign over your rights to the AI shit, like your voice and likeness.
Like James Earl Jones did.
Yeah. What a baller move, by the way. Thank God he did that.
Thank God he did. Well, even though Star Wars sucks right now. But true. Thank God he did
that. Oh, I'm not going to say true.
His last performance was actually Rogue One.
He didn't do anything for Kenobi?
No, that was AI.
Damn. Yeah. Dude, AI is crazy.
Yeah, well, you can tell the difference.
I can't.
You can't tell the difference
between his voice,
between his Rogue One voice and Kenobi.
I'm going to need it side by side to tell.
I'll show you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think he needs to do that. Sign over his likeness and his for his voice and his face, mm-hmm. and then have a younger person do it. And then you put his face on the person. People do
it. Or he could just do the recordings and then put his face on the person.
That's what I just said.
But you said sign over his voice, like to where AI would do it.
But I see what you're saying. Like ADR, basically. Yeah. And then have you the face digitally. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you're doing. Yeah. You could do that, too. I just don't think his body, because I've told you this. I'll tell the people. When Rings of Power, before they started, I rewatched The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbits.
Yeah.
And there is a drastic, difference Return of the King. And
how old was he in Fellowship, because they filmed all the movies back to back, so that's
did they really?
Yeah, no, there was no break. Peter Jackson did not sleep for like 5 years. But Fellowship came out in 2001.
Yeah,
that's math. You're the one who went to college.
Don't do that shit to me. I'm a liberal arts student. Man. What are you talking about? Don't do that to me.
So he didn't really earn his degree.
Don't you dare put me on the spot like that, you bastard. How old was Ian McKellen in 2001? I need help.
Let's just pull out the calculator. We could probably do this in our heads, but like
we are dumb.
Hold on, what year is it? 2020.
Oh, it's just minus 23 years. Yeah. So he's 85, you said?
He's 85, so minus 23 years, that would be.
Don't do that to me. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's 62. 62,
yeah. Okay.
62, and then.
There's a big difference.
And then 2000, I think. 12 is when the first Hobbit came out, so add 12 years.
So he's about 70 something.
Wait, this is bad. So 2001.
It would have been 11 years.
Thank you. So add 11 years. He was 73.
I mean, that's a drastic difference.
Yes, and now he's 85. That's gonna be a drastic difference from that.
But it's one movie.
That's what I'm saying. It's just let some other guy take the place. And just put your face on it.
I know, but...
Because I'm also kind of worried about... Because you said Viggo Mortensen. Okay, so for those who don't know what The Hunt for Gollum is, a.k.a. I.E. me...
I feel like the name of the...
So the whole entire movie is... Well, when does it take place? Before?
It's happening while... It's happening during Fellowship. So when Gandalf when Gandalf gets the ring from Bilbo and gives it to Frodo...
Yeah.
Gandalf leaves for like 17 years.
Whoa, what?
Wait, yeah, between that point and when Frodo leaves for Rivendell, it's a 17-year gap. And Gandalf will come back every once in a while, but he was hunting for Gollum
about
the ring.
You're telling me in Fellowship of the Rings when he says, no shit, I'm thinking of this unexpected journey. In Fellowship of the Rings when he, I was going to say, he's off on an adventure. No, so you're telling me when... Frodo and Sam leave for and then when they get to Rivendell, so you have like the Ringwraiths attacking them and all that other shit. That's supposed to be in a 17. Well, not that, but that section of the movie is supposed to be 17-year gap.
Yes. And for the first 10 years, I think, it's been a long time since I read the book, but.
Do hobbits not fucking age?
No, age very slowly. Very slowly. Like, Frodo is like, he's like in his 30s, your early 30s in the beginning of Lord of the Rings. And then by the time he leaves, he's like 55.
Did not. That's what happened when we don't read the books. Like, right? I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah, but no, Gandalf comes back periodically for the first like 9 to 10 years to check up on Frodo. But he disappears for like 7 years.
And then
he comes back. And then that's when he's like, is it secret? Is it safe? And then that's when Fellowship starts, basically.
What the heck?
Yeah, I know.
So then all that time, why is he hunting for Gollum?
He's hunting for Gollum because he knew that's where Bilbo got the ring. So he was trying to find out if this is the one ring. He wanted to know where Gollum got it. He was trying to trace it back, eventually they find Gollum, but it was after Sauron found Gollum.
And tortured him.
And then
which got, is in the
and,
epilogue and then, of Baggins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shire Baggins. Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you. Now with you just breaking that all down to me, I don't think this movie needs to be made. That sounds like a lot of filler to me.
It is a lot of filler, but
how are they gonna make it good?
Because they didn't. If I remember correctly, I don't even think they wrote about Aragorn and Gandalf finding Gollum. So I think they're just like
they're just looking for the nigga. No, I'm sorry. That's how upset I am about this concept of this movie.
Now, I'm all for seeing Ian McKellen and Viggo Mortensen doing their thing again.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't...
Give them a reason to.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's so unnecessary. And especially when, like, they could kick ass doing the similar... I can't even say it. But the Silmarillion...
So basically where the Rings of Power came from.
No. The Silmarillion, I think, is...
It's like
before Rings of Power.
I thought Rings of Power was, like... included in all of that, like it's everything before The Hobbit. I don't know. I couldn't.
There's a lot of books. I might be wrong.
Is it really? I thought it was only Lord of the Rings.
Well, Hobbit. No. So Tolkien wrote a bunch of letters. Tolkien wrote a bunch of letters describing and building the world of Middle Earth.
Okay.
So he wrote the books, but he also built the world, and then his son, like, kind of put them all together.
Okay. Got you.
Yeah. So, but like. If I were to ask you, who's the big bad of Tolkien's world, who would you say?
Sauron. Or Morgoth.
There you go. Okay.
I watched Ring of Power. Yeah. I was just watching the scene.
Did you know that before
Rings of Power? No. Okay.
See, I'm not bragging. I knew that before Rings of Power.
No, I had no idea who the hell Morgoth was. I was just like, cool. In my head, he's just old Sauron.
Sauron. Morgoth is an actual Valar. While Sauron's basically what Gandalf is.
Dude, I want to tell you right now, before I used to get Saruman and Sauron mixed up. I used to think, like, the guy you're looking for is there.
Hey, if I asked you who created the world of Middle Earth, what would you say?
Fucking God, I don't know.
Eru Iluvatar is basically the god of that world, of Tolkien's world.
See, I think they need to do, like, a Game of Thrones thing. Just go back and just explain that shit.
I think they should, too. I think that would be dope. Because Eru created the Valar, which is what Morgoth is.
Yeah,
because
Valar is that part's confusing me in the Rings of Power show right currently.
Yeah, and the dwarves actually weren't meant to be created. So.
Oh, now we're getting to like nitty gritty.
Yeah, so the dwarves were actually like, they weren't meant to be created. And they were created by another Valar. I can't remember his name, but he was a smith. He was a Valar that was a smith. And if someone watches this, ends up watching this, they're gonna correct me on this.
Yeah, leave a comment if we're wrong.
But he was supposed, he created these beings in secret.
The dwarves,
yeah. Because originally, Eru only created men and elves.
Okay,
got elves you. Were the first ones.
Hence why they're in the Valar, right? Elves come from the Valar. So
they no, 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 no. Elves came from the Undying Lands.
What the fuck are the Undying Lands?
We'll get to that. But yeah, so he created these beings, and they were dwarves in secret because he wanted to create something. But the problem with that was only Eru can give life. He's the only one that can give life. So this Valar, and I'm going to remember his name at some point, like tonight, and I'm going to text Jeff, hey, this is it. But he,
they were basically like these mindless beings that all they did was work, because he couldn't give them like a will of their own. He couldn't give them a personality. He couldn't give them all that stuff.
Yeah.
But eventually it came out that he created them, and Eru kind of always knew, but yeah. he's God basically, but sure. He got to let it reveal that he did know. Mm-hmm. And then as a gift, he gave them life. And that was the creation of the dwarves.
See, and this is another reason why I think Game of Thrones is better. It's just easier.
It's easier. It's easier. It doesn't make man. It better.
It's a dumb man.
It's easier. It's easier for me to go hire a hooker. It doesn't make it better.
Whoa, so extreme. This is the streams of everything. I mean, if we could have a whole entire episode if you're just trying to explain Lord of the Rings lore.
Oh, it could take forever.
But like, let's get into what we're here for.
Okay,
we're gonna. So, Rings of Power. Okay.
It's so, actually not bad. It's actually...
As of we're recording this, only 7 episodes are out. So, we haven't even seen the whole entire thing in its entirety. And I'm
the
a
last
guy,
episode is actually pretty dope. I actually
like
the last episode.
Yeah. And I'm a guy who likes doesn't like to judge things before the entirety of the... Like
I do. I like
the work is...
I like to judge things off the first episode.
So, you can't do that. If everyone judges everything off the first episode, then no one will like The Office. The first episode
true.
Of Office
that's
is
true.
The first season of The Office is hard.
Yeah, I made it through 2 episodes and I haven't seen the rest of it.
Yeah, exactly. So like, you can't basically, you have to do it like the entirety of the work that is put in front of me, which I don't have yet. But what I can judge off what I've seen so far, because there's only, what, 8 episodes? There's only 1 left, right? Mm-hmm. So I think I think at this point in the show,
there's
I can
aspects make a, of it that's cool.
I can make an educated guess, or like an articulate